The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return, be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. You may know that I like to wear my black priestly collar all the time, my priestly clothes. And some people have actually never seen me wearing anything else. The reason is that it's a symbol and a reminder that I am a priest 24/7, not just 9 to 5. It's my vocation, not just my occupation. Well, yesterday morning, I went running and returned just in time to greet the school children being dropped off. Some were looking at me in wide-eyed amazement and didn't recognize me because I was still in my running clothes. One teacher even exclaimed, "You have legs!" Now, you must remember that I was sweaty and smelly. But that didn't stop one little boy, a preschooler named Will, from running up to me and giving me a huge hug. He regretted it as soon as he did it. But little Will showed me that even when I'm not wearing my black priestly clothes, I am still a priest. Will's hug was both a symbol and a sermon to me yesterday. This is the same point St. Paul is teaching the Colossians in the first reading today. He says, "And whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus." In other words, being a Christian is a 24/7 vocation. You cannot put it on and take it off, your Christianity, like I put on and take off my priestly collar. Everything we think and feel, everything we say and do, should be injected with our faith and explode spontaneously and joyfully as little Will, who ran up and hugged a sweaty, smelly priest. That's Christianity. My friends, look for ways to do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. And try to weave your faith seamlessly into your whole life. You know, here in America, we tend to compartmentalize or privatize our religion. We put it in a box. But that's not what St. Paul teaches. Here are a few suggestions. At noon and at 6 every day, our church bells ring as a reminder to pray the Angelus. In fact, our office staff stops what we're doing at exactly that time every day, and we pray the Angelus together. You can set your phone to ring bells at noon and at 6 every day and remind you to pray the Angelus. A priest I know always picks up trash on the ground as he walks along. It doesn't change the world, but it does make that one square foot of creation a little more beautiful. Some people wear a scapular or a miraculous medal to remind them of their Christian commitment. Others have crucifixes or paintings of the Sacred Heart hanging prominently in their homes. But the best of all is to get a hug from little Will when you're hot and sweaty. Will's hug was the best sermon I've ever heard on Christianity. That's why I borrowed it for my sermon today. Praised be Jesus Christ.